This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
So let's get into our Hot Topics segment. Our guest, Vince Parlov, he started his career right out of college with Associates Financial Services and then was an account representative. After that, he owned a wholesale company called Franklin Mortgage Funding, FMF Capital, and started his career in the broker wholesale world. That company is a startup. He took the organization to 600 employees. It was a high water mark and then just a ton of volume and did really well. But after running that company, he joined an organization called Michigan Mutual. And that's where Vince and I met. Vince is one of those guys that you never forget him after you meet him. He's just a wonderful individual, big heart, huge heart. His heart is as big as his neck. And I don't think I've seen anyone. His neck is wider than at his ears. It's just crazy. This guy is strong and he is high energy. He vibrates when you get around him with so much energy. And I just really encourage you. He is got retail consumer direct experience, and he's also become a part of several other organizations. We get into it. Check out his bio. First of all, I just want to say thanks to Vince Parlov for coming on the podcast. A lot of you are saying, well, this seems like a lot of promotion about UWM. A lot of people are looking at why is it that UWM is so successful in the wholesale world? I wanted to bring Vince on to talk about some of the things that they're doing, and that is the purpose of the interview that we recorded here recently. So without further ado, let's get over to the interview with Vince Parlov. Folks, I am excited to have a very good friend joining us on the podcast today. It is Vince Parlov, known throughout all of the world as probably one of the top producers in the world, wholesale. And he is recently, or I guess it's been a little while now, since he's joined forces with Matt Ishbia at United Wholesale Mortgage. Vince, it's good to have you here with me. I really appreciate you taking time.
David, it's likewise. It's really, really great to be on your podcast today, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you and I first met when you were at Michigan Mutual. Great group of people up there, and we just really formed a great friendship from that beginning, and we've stayed in touch now through numerous twists and turns in the industry. For me, that was probably two companies ago, but I'm just really grateful for the friendship. One of my favorite stories, folks, is that Vince is known for working hard and playing hard. So we were up there at a Michigan Mutual sales meeting, and I got to attend, and so he said, hey, we're going to go out, we're playing this thing called Whirly Ball. You ever played it? And I go, nope, never played it. And if you guys didn't know Whirly Ball, you know what it is. I was clueless. I didn't know what it was, but it's where you take like this, what is that, a wiffle ball or something with like a lacrosse scoop, and then you're running around on these electric cars and you try to throw it through a hoop. Well, I was all intent on winning except for one thing. It isn't so much about winning. It's actually taking your opponent by surprise. So I got a whiplash by Vince in the middle of that court. It's one of those things that stuck with me for a long time, and can't wait for you to run into Vince somewhere at these conferences. Vince, you remember that?
Oh, geez, do I remember that. That was my best Whirly Ball hit ever. It went down. Actually, it's at the Whirly Ball facility that's open today. They still have the video, and they run it on a loop. I felt like I backed up to Arkansas to hit you, buddy.
Yeah, oh, you did, enough. Man. You came, and it was blindsided. I did not see it coming, but it was so much fun. Start off by telling our listeners about, you know, how you got into the industry. Was it intentional or was it accidental?
Like yourself, I've been in this biz for a little while. You know, it really started right out of college. There was an event, you know, that they were looking for folks to get into the industry at our gym, obviously, or Adrian College in Michigan here. And I started working with a company called the Associates Financial Services in the financial services world. It was owned by Ford back then. And that was a big deal. And that really started my career and really a great training ground. And then kind of move me through some companies that I've owned and worked for up until, you know, aligning with Matt a year ago, like you mentioned. Now it's over a year to really do what we're doing now and helping, you know, folks get into the broker world and really working with specifically folks that start in their entities and getting into the independent mortgage broker world.
Yeah, in fact, I just referred you someone who's excited to get into the mortgage business, and you're being very helpful. So, folks, if you're looking to get into the business, if you're already in the business, you cannot find someone better to work with, mentor, get mentored by, or connect with, at least, than Vince Parlov and the folks there at UWM. Vince, let's talk briefly about what you're doing, and I'll get into it more later in the interview, but what is your role and responsibility where you're at?
So the director of wholesale development here, there's actually three of us, my partners, Jamie Brashko and Michael Walton. And what we do on a daily basis is that we are talking to folks that are looking to come from the retail world and open their own company and become an independent mortgage broker and broker owner for that matter. And it's been so rewarding. You know, I tell people, you know, we helped nearly 300 people last year. We'll help probably 600 people, just us, you know, and our team here, you know, that doesn't count all the people are doing on their own. But, you know, what really is great, there isn't one deal that's the same, so to speak. You know, it's really, and that's what's really rewarding from my standpoint. You know, it's, you know, when you come in and you pull a lever and you kick out a gasket, that's just never been me from that standpoint. Yeah. And you know, what we have going on over here is really just people are bringing one man shops, we're bringing 10 man shops, we're bringing multi-state, you know, shops, and helping people navigate through the, you know, the waters of, you know, starting their end, getting approved in their states, and then you know, getting approved with UWM. And it's not just getting approved with UWM. Yeah, we, you know, the group here falls up underneath the UWM flag, but you know, we help them structure. You know, we help them with their LOS decisions, with their credit vendor decisions, good, with, you know, and we also even help them.
You're
with
a consultant. You're competing with me.
No, don't say that.
No, but that's a great service for that, and I think, and you can get it for free. I mean, you guys are giving that out as a free service to the people that are coming to you and knocking on your doors. That's great. Obviously, you want to get some production out of the relationship. Well, that gives you a unique perspective on the industry, and that's really what I want to get from you. Last year, I spoke at a particular conference circuit, and you were at all these events, and so I really want to give our listeners an update on what you're seeing around the industry. So from the standpoint of originations, what are some of the trends you're seeing? Is it a, I mean, this, like if you're a hammer, if you're a wholesaler, you always see everything like it's a nail or a wholesale loan, but is there a general upswing in the wholesale, and what are some of the other trends you're seeing?
There's definitely some momentum that's picking up here for folks wanting to get into the wholesale world. You know, I think numbers just came out last year, I think right around 17 or 18% of all the market, the mortgage market was, you know, done on the wholesale side, and now, you know, that we're up over 20%. And, you know, if you start doing 2-3% clicks, you know, that's a pretty good movement in this trillion-dollar industry,
right,
trillions of dollar industry that we're in. You know, and I think you're going to see that continue. You know, back before the bust, you know, I think, you know, brokers were accounting for, you know, closer to 50%. You know, people can argue whether it's 45 or 55, 56. You know, everybody's got a number, but it was close to 50%. You know, will we ever get to that number? You know, hey, who knows? But, you know, are we going to touch 30? You know, probably, you know, as the trends we're seeing right now, probably so. You know, will we get to 40? You know, some people think we'll get back to that 50 and even surpass that. But, you know, it's a good gig right now. People are seeing the ability to, you know, get into this space. And, you know, it's back. You know what I mean? People left it because people didn't know how to disclose loans. They didn't know what was going on. You know, for that matter, wholesalers, and I was on that side back then as well, and people just didn't, you know on the wholesale side of how to disclose a loan. There's Dodd-Frank coming in. There's loan officer comp. Everything was crashing in on us. We hit a real tough patch there, as you know, and everybody ran for cover to the retail side, but now folks are coming back out now and then coming to this side of the fence, so.
And there were companies like what UWM is doing, and a few other companies that are out there that are really bringing that value add early in the relationship. So I think with that out there in the market, I think there is a real good chance that we'll see this return to those previous levels. I've been predicting for a number of reasons that we're going to see, because of LO comp, the squeeze on LO commissions, and a lot of issues with a lot of companies, quite frankly, I think are going to be going out of business, sadly. And it's going to displace LOs. And I think you're going to find some number and say, you know, I'm tired of working for someone else. I want to get out on my own and do it. And I think you guys provide a great service on that. Let's talk specifically when it comes to the attitudes out there. What are you hearing? Is there optimism or pessimism, cautionism? What would you say and why?
Well, you know, speaking, you know, geez, in the last week or so, you know, specifically, I mean, I think rates coming down recently, you know, people are seeing, you know, more of a refi opportunity. You know, we're primarily a purchase shop here at UWM, you know, but we're seeing some more folks that were, you know, we're writing folks that, you know, in those, you know, upper fours, maybe even touching five, you know what I mean, and really, you know, taking advantage of the current rate environment we're in. So I would tend to say that the optimistic view on what's going on and where we're going, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, you've been on the ride, you know, with me. for quite some time now. You know, this industry has the ability to kind of go in 8 to 10 year spurts, right? You know what I mean? In 96, I got into the business, started a company for FMF Capital back in the day, and that, you know, we ran that to 2006, 2007, and then we ran into, you know, the great bust. And then 2006, 2007, everybody ran for cover, and that went to 2017, 18, what we're experiencing now. And now it's the resurgence of people getting back on the wholesale side and opening their own broker shops. You know, I think, you know, I would agree with you. I think in your statement that you made earlier, you know, I mean, there's some great optimism on the wholesale side, you know, specifically of people getting on this side of the fence and really, you know, making this run, you know, for another 8 to 10 year, you know, broker run. So
when you're talking to the people that are making that transition, what are things that you're hearing?
Competition, you know, where they're at right now, if they're in a retail environment, and just they can't compete. And as brokers come into their communities, you know, I start to hear, you know, I was okay until Jim started broker shop down the road. Now, you know, my retail rate here at, you know, 4.5%, when Jim, you know, people are walking out my door or calling Jim down the road, you know, and it's the same loan and they're closing them at, you know, 4 1/8 or, you know, whatever it is. So I think, you know, price is something that really drives people initially, but there's so many other things. You know, there's the autonomy of being competitive, because, you know, we've got to win alone every single time at UWM. People don't just say, hey, we love Vince, we love Matt, we love, you know, the group over there. Yeah, you know, that comes with it, but we've got to be competitive. We got to have our operations in order, you know, to close loans in a timely fashion, meet purchase dates and things of that nature. And that's the beauty of this side of the fence. It doesn't, if we're off one day, that whole book of business goes somewhere else. We're not promised a single loan ever.
That's right.
And that's the beauty, in my opinion, of the wholesale world. It really provides the best place for a customer to get a loan.
Yeah, I understand that perspective, and we've heard that before. And I encourage people to take a look at it. I think a lot of people who are business owners are afraid of that are mortgage business owners. And I tell people, you know, face your fear, get out and focus on it. Look at it. And one way or another, it could either be good or bad for you. It's a lot about your attitude. What do you think is a driving force for the move, the current trend, however long or great it goes, that's causing it? Is it price? Is it product? Variety of more products available to you? Both or what?
You know, not to be a smart guy, but yes. You know, I think it's all of those. I think it's price is getting people is making people lift the hood and take a look over here.
Yep.
And then they're starting, you know, good word spreads, you know, fast. You know what I mean? I get, you know, I talk on average a little over 3 individuals a day is my average that are looking to at least peek under the hood or make the move. And, you know, that trend's been going on for a long time, you know, and I got a pipeline of almost 1,000 people that are in some stage or form of wanting to make the move or still, you know, going through a process in their own mind. Everybody's process is different. You know, case in point, for a while there, and I think this has calmed down a little bit, is that everybody was afraid of the compliance piece, right? You know, and I think that's when people go to leave where their current place, they're like, oh, good luck to you. Wait till you get to the compliance piece. You know, it's expensive. You make a mistake and you go to jail. Well, none of that's true. And I'm not for one second saying that you don't have to, you know, pay attention to compliance. We help you with that. We've vetted, you know, some industry leaders in that arena to help you through that. And it's not that expensive. You don't have to employ a full-time compliance person. We can outsource this when needed. You know, don't be afraid of that piece. You know what I mean? And once again, you know, I really probably nipped that in the bud and probably in the first, you know, 5 or 6 minutes of a phone call.
Put that to rest.
Call with that. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, well, you're part of, I mean, UWM has been a big supporter of Arrive and the whole AIM organization. Their service, give us your perspective on, and there's other organizations like that now and starting to crop up, a great idea, and there's the ones that will do the imitations of it, but they're getting a lot of traction. Talk about that. You're going to be, you either just went to one or you're coming from one of the Arrive events and AIM events. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's the AIM events. Obviously, Arrive's a function of the, you know, the ecosystem, LOS ecosystem that they're touting. That's really, really going to, you know, change the industry as it keeps on moving. But Anthony Costa and the group over there at AIM, I mean, they are all about the broker community, and that's what they lead with, you know, very much like us here at UWM. So that's why I think we found some synergies. But, you know, it's such a great event because you're around folks that are, you know, after one cause. And Anthony lives, breathes, loves AIM, and you know, he speaks with such a passion. Next week I'll be in Atlantic City. There's an event in Atlantic City. If anybody's around, you know, that area, feel free to come on out. You know, registration. I'm not so sure. I think they were asking for more people. I think they weren't full yet, so it's free. You know, you have to be an AIM member, which is free as well currently right now. So it's not you know,
free
the price
and free.
Point.
That makes it pretty compelling.
Yeah. Everybody loves the price points, right? But so anyway, so it's just, you know, those guys are really just, you know, and then, you know, on top of it, you know, Matt's got a quote that floats around here. If a lemonade stand made sense for us to help support the mortgage broker community, we'd help people open up lemonade stands. It doesn't matter, you know what I mean? We're about that, really surrounding ourselves and helping the broker community. So that's what AIM is about. So it's a very, very good organization. I'm very, yep, very proud to be a part of it.
Yeah. Are you seeing people that are leaving and joining, going out on their own? Are they coming out of regulated institutions, or are they coming out of more IMBs, the independent mortgage bankers? Any trends that you see there?
I think it was more the independent retail folks initially, but now I think really, you know, you got the change coming at the end of this year. I think it's November 24th, you know, where, you know, all the states need to be prepped for having, you know, a loan officer that's an FDIC company have that 120 days to get out, you know, and close loans and bridge that gap while they get approved, you know, to become an independent and get an MLO license. So you got that coming out at the end of the year. I think people are starting to really, really take note, and we are experiencing more calls from, you know, some of the banking FDIC folks. But, you know, it's probably still not as big as the independent. You know, birds of a feather flock together. You know, folks on the independent side, you know, typically are hanging around each other, and bank guys are usually, you know, with each other as well. But, yeah, I won't be surprised if that trend on the banking side really, especially when they got these folks, because it's really, you know, holding people back right now, because they can't close a loan. They got to become licensed currently right now, you know what I mean, and go through that process. And sometimes that can take, depending on what state you're in, it can take a couple few weeks to get done. You got to do the 20 hours, and you got to go take the test and things of that nature. So, you know, I think with that bridge in place at the end of this year, I think that'll push more people, you know, to from the banking community to get out there.
Tell me, who do you see this being good for, or who is it not good for? I'm talking about specifically someone who's considering this. When you're talking to someone, are there qualifications, and do you actually find people you say, you know what, I don't think this is a good move for you? Talk about that.
Yeah, that's a great question, David. You know, it's yes. I mean, I think really it comes down to experience. And we're very frank with folks, you know what I mean? And the cool thing is that we have another option for them, because if they are licensed and they say, hey, listen, I've only got a couple years and I'm really, you know, I was at a bank and then I took my license and I came over here and I joined an independent mortgage, you know, broker shop, and or I joined, you know, a retail shop and I'm looking to, you know, get this side of the fence, mm-hmm. then these guys are really starting to, you know, come out of the woodwork, you know, from that standpoint, you know, which is really nice, you know.
Yeah. Is there anyone you would say, this is the reason you would not want to make that transition? Is there any, what is the one reason or two reasons you say, I encourage you to continue doing what you're doing, where you're at? Don't try to make the transition.
Lack of experience on this in this space, you know, because it is a different, when you're over at a retail shop or, you know, from that standpoint, you got a lot of people doing things for you. When you jump over the fence, you open up a one-man shop, or you align yourself with, you know, with folks, there is a, you know, we have a specialty group here. We formed a whole division over here that just helps folks from an AE perspective bridge that gap and learn how to submit a deal and go through the process of doing some things that they're normally not accustomed to doing from their, you know, from their former place. And that's, I think, the biggest thing. But the cool thing is with us, if that person calls, we have a couple people on our team that help people find broker opportunities. So if somebody calls from a bank, we have a young lady that sits on our team that will say, hey, listen, you know, David, you know, listen, you've only been, you know, here on the broker side maybe a year or something like that. Maybe you need to be in the cooker a little bit longer. How about we'll give you three folks that you can interview with and get on the broker side, learn what that's about, and then we'll even bridge that gap for you and say, hey, Vince Parlow of Mortgage, David's going to come aboard with you, but he aspired to get out on his own, and we help with that transition, you know, right out the gate, so the folks aren't surprised if, you know, in 2 years you sit there and say, yeah, you know, I want to start licking mortgage, you know, and that's what I want to do. So that helps them too. So we've done a lot of folks and help place, you know, that inexperienced loan officer or somebody that, you know, isn't quite ready. But that's the one thing that I see really is
lack of experience. I think it's so important. There's just, and it's getting around people that do it and do it well, and that's what I just referred to someone who's wanted to get in the industry, and you're helping them out, and I'm very grateful for that. Let's talk and shift our focus to some of the innovation you're seeing going on in the marketplace. You certainly doing something innovative along with the AIM group and all that's going there with Anthony Casa. I just had breakfast with him in New York a week or two ago at the secondary conference, and I just love the energy. So one thing is the energy, but driving a lot of it is technology. So talk about what you're seeing, and I know we're not getting into endorsing any technology, but if you could talk at least about the trends that you're seeing, what's causing people to be more successful? What type of technology?
Geez, David, it's a great question. I think all of it. I mean, you know, you're seeing the insurgence of the Arrive platform that really is touting itself as a broker LOS ecosystem where, you know, their goal is to have somebody never come out of that system. As you know, in some systems, you go into an LOS system, then you got to go out to order the appraisal, then you got to get it back in, then you got to go out to order the credit, then you got to get it back in. You know, the one thing that I really like about Arrive is, you know, and what their mission is to have folks not go out of that system. You know what I mean? And I think
right.
That's huge. I think anytime you got to go, you know, if you got to click two or three more times, or if you got to go here or go talk to this person and things like that, it's just, you know, it doesn't bode well for time frames and meeting deadlines and things like that. And that's, you know, and that's why I think the industry and us here at UWM, you know, for the most part is that we're constantly, there isn't a sales meeting that goes by that we're not looking to make things better or trying to solve a problem with our technology somehow, some way. And I just think that's the way of the future. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, our closing, you know, we've got 24 or 26 states now, you know, at UWM that you don't even need. We'll do a FaceTime closing with you. You know what
yep.
I mean? So you got your phone and your things of that nature. So there's so many different things and they're coming so fast and furious is that I'm taking copious notes at these. You know, I should have learned shorthand back in the day. That's a term for those millennials out there, right? So anyways, keeping up with it. Yeah.
Yep. Well, there's so much happening in the world of technology. We're seeing artificial intelligence coming in, playing a bigger role. This
yep.
is a relationship-driven business, Vince. And one of the things that I've enjoyed with you is a tremendous relationship. And I want people just to understand all of that UWM and specifically you at UWM can do for the group. So let's just go ahead and tell us, why should people get a hold of you?
Yeah, I think one of the things is that, you know, not only myself, but you talk to anybody, Matt, all the way down through the whole leadership team over here. There's so many people that are so humble here. You know what I mean? I couldn't do what I'm doing without the folks behind me, but and teammates here. You know, there's almost 4,000 of us over here now in Pontiac, Michigan,
wow.
which is great, but and growing. But, you know, listen, specifically what we do is that we take folks from that initial interest call and all the way through getting their first state license, and then we bridge the gap to get them approved here on our team. We have specialists right here to get them approved, and then they stay right on our team AE-wise because we've got some of the leading folks that are on our AE wholesale development team here that know our product, that know how to get a loan through here, and then also we've trained them now on how to bridge that gap from coming from retail to wholesale and the things that you're, you know, that you're they're not accustomed to. Case in point, first thing is that typically somebody that's at a mid-size retail firm, you know, typically they don't know what an SLA is. It's not their
right.
fault. It's just they hear SLAs. Their company will say, "Oh yeah, we get back to you in 3 hours." Well, a lot of these companies don't. They say it, and if it happens, that's great. If it doesn't, somebody's got to scream, and then it's, you know, the person that the branch that does the
yep.
most volume and the squeakiest wheel gets the favor, right? That's not here. One of the things that we've seen is that we got to bridge that gap for that specific situation is that our SLAs are our SLAs. You know, 98% of our, if we tell you that a loan's going to be underwritten in 2 days, you know what I mean? Typically, we're saying 2 days, and it's a day and a half. And if there are a few that, you know, that don't meet that deadline, it's just a few, you know what I mean? So I think it's folks getting accustomed to, you know, that, you know what I mean, is one of the things just off the top of my head that I can talk or speak to from that standpoint. It's just learning that. And then our guys are specifically trained. You know, they know how to get a deal through here. That comes second nature to them. And then they can spend the time with the folks and say, okay, this is what you're accustomed to. Now this is what you're going to get on the wholesale. And not only just with UWM, but really from all the top wholesale lenders. You know, they got SLAs and they got certain parameters that they're meeting. And, you know, folks got to learn to be patient and hit that time. And when it's over that time, then you just make the phone call. So,
yeah, that's a good point. So what are the tips for people making this transition as we wrap this up? You know, what are the things?
Yeah.
If you're going to do this, keep these three, four, five things in mind.
Yeah, I think one of the things is just get out, get yourself educated. You know, if it's not now, maybe it's down the road. But I think, you know, even if you don't, you know, pull the trigger and open your own company, or you don't align with an independent mortgage broker, you got to know what your competition's about out there too. And on the retail model, there's just a couple layers there that independent mortgage brokers don't have to pay for. So in saying that, it's always going to be a cheaper avenue for the consumer. And that's what we keep on touting, you know. I mean, there's no better place to get a loan than an independent mortgage broker. And I think as more and more people start to infiltrate people's communities and things like that, it's going to be tougher for people to ignore it. So I think that's the first thing. Just take a peek at it. If there's something that, you know, you've heard, you know, I'll talk to people sometimes. They're like, oh, yeah, I heard that. You know, really, people say you can close a loan in 14 days, but that's not true. You know, do your due diligence. Call around. You know, I had some folks that actually came up here and didn't believe me. And we were sitting here talking, and I was putting my dog and pony show on. And I said, you want to know something? I've never done this. I got a buddy down the road that I just converted a month ago. Let's go talk to him. I'll walk in the door, introduce you to him, and I'll go sit in the car and you can talk to him. You ask him any question you want. And it was funny. They walked out of there and they were really, you know, their eyes were as big as saucers. They're like, you know, I can't believe you even did that. I can't believe the guy talked as openly as he did. And thirdly, you know what I mean? It is true. You know, he showed me real live examples. You know what I mean? So I think that's, you know, if there's two, I know you said maybe three, four, or five, but I think those are the two big ones. You know, educate yourself and do your due diligence. You know what I mean? And call us, you know, anyone, myself, Jamie, or, you know, Mike Walton. Get a hold of any of us. You know, Mike's, you know, out right now at an event, Masterminds. You know what I mean? I'm going to be at AIM. Jamie's at a lot of realtor events and things like that, you know, spreading the word, you know, about what we're doing and things of that nature. So we're visible. We're out there. We're touchable. So feel free. You know, and, you know, we got a website, beamortgagebroker.com, that you can go to. You know what I mean? And we'll set up a confidential conversation for you as well.
That's very, very good. So how can people get a hold of you, my friend?
I'm real simple. I'm vparlove@uwm.com. That's my email. beamortgagebroker.com gets you to, so you won't fall through the cracks just in case I'm traveling or something of that nature. My direct line is 248-833-4811. My cell phone is 248-943-3709. Any one of those vehicles to get a hold of me or the team over here will absolutely be okay. So
I love the energy, Vince. You just, every time I meet you, I feel like I put my finger in a light socket. You just are vibrating and going. And folks, if you're looking for someone to not only just be a true long-term pro in the business, that's Vince, but also someone who is just committed to other people's success. How do you get to helping other people? How do you help your own success? Help people be successful. And that's what you do, Vince, amazing well. Thank you so much for being here with us. I appreciate you taking time. Be sure to greet Matt, Ishbia, and the team there. You guys do a great job. Appreciate it. And say hi to Anthony at the AIM conference.
You got it, buddy. Thank you for having me, David. Talk soon.
You bet. I enjoyed that interview. I hope you did as well. Anyway, appreciate you taking time to be a part of this week's podcast. Be sure to tell others about this podcast. And be sure to check out the website, Lickin' on Lending. Would you get a hold of each of our sponsors? We're so grateful for them. Again, the MBA, as well as Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, the Warehouse Lender, a division of United Bank, the Lenders One, and Mortgage Collaborative, Velman, Knowledge Coop, and Vidyard. And there's others coming on. So if you're interested in sponsorship, come on, get on up into our website. You'll see how to become a sponsor is right up there at the top. Welcome the opportunity to talk to you. Have a great week, everybody, and look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.